KUTX 98.9, we are live in Studio 1A with a whole host of our Concert Club members. Thank you. Cliff Hargrove is our on-air engineer, and we got Jake Perlman with the in-house mix. We have our multimedia crew, including Gabriel Perez, Janan Taha, and Hannah Edelman. And we'd like to thank Deidre Gott, who goes beyond the call of duty by booking Studio 1A. And we are so thrilled today to have Johnny Marr and his band. They're currently on tour playing at the Empire Control Room. They have a new album. It's been out a few months, called Call the Comet. It's your third album. Yeah. And how's the tour been going thus far?
Yeah, it's fun. It's been good, yeah. We've not hit any hurricanes or anything yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, keep away from Florida. Yeah. You guys are headed that way, right?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. No, we're not.
Oh. Well, anyway, before we start, since I don't have the names in front of me, would you take a second and introduce your bandmates?
Sure. On the bass here is Ewan Grono from Cornwall in England. And on the guitar, second guitar and keys and BVs, Doviak over here. And on the drums, it's Jack Mitchell from Manchester.
And, of course, Mr. Johnny Marr on guitar and vocal. What would you like to start off with?
We're going to play a song called Day In, Day Out.
Okay.
Born with a question, born with a future past. In my invention, call me a naturalist. Now is whenever, now is an old rerun. Call me till far gone, to the point of no return. Obsessed to possess a lifeline is altered. I was alone before I learned. Obsessed to possess is all I wanna be and can. And the voice that calls us forever is a ghost of chance. Day in, day out, coming upside down. It hit the heart of me. Oh, mix me up, pulls me inside and out. Life is a museum, mine is a scene of crime. Always looking out, always a cry of mine. Living a camera, life in a cinema. There is nothing more than thinking, nothing more than thinking. Dreams keep fast and live now. Day in, day out, falling upside down. Coming inside and out, it hit the heart of me.
Johnny Marr live in Studio 1A. That was a tune called Day In, Day Out from their current album called The Comet. So I understand that this album was being kind of conceptualized around the time of Brexit and our 2016 election here. How did that inform the direction you took on the album?
It made me want to escape, frankly. And it made me want to not write about the people who were involved in those events. But naturally, you know, you can't really, if you live in the world and you're involved in it, you know, your life is at the effect of it. So as much as I tried not to reflect those events directly, I tend to usually try and look outside of myself into the outside world for inspiration. So I ended up finding that I was writing about these kind of almost alternative idealistic societies. So a few songs into it, I realized that there was a bit of a kind of pattern evolving where I was singing about societies, but they were kind of almost imaginary, really. And that made me be able to put a little bit of a positive spin on it, because there's a few songs, the opening song Rise, and there's a couple of others, New Dominions, which are sort of almost more singing about an alternative kind of world that I'd like to live in. It's not particularly utopian or anything, but it just isn't a complaint. And then it occurred to me that the act of making a record and also listening to a record and following a band, I'd forgotten actually that is a pretty good form of escape and a really valid form of escape. And that rock music, even if it's only for the length of an album, it's okay to just use it as escapism, and that was a nice thing to remember, really. Mm. It made me more kind of determined to make we're a rock band, a modern rock band, so just forge ahead and try and make a modern rock record, really, and make sure that the themes are, you know, take advantage of all the things that rock music can be, which is, you know, many, many things.
You recorded it in an old factory in your hometown of Manchester.
Yeah.
So I understand that you flashed up Al Jazeera and Fox News and CNN and stuff like that up on the walls.
Yeah, it was depressing. Because Manchester's not depressing enough. It was too happy. Well, it's a sort of those things were just a way of kind of changing your consciousness a little bit without resorting to the obvious old rock and roll cliches, you know. And the space really, really informed our working process and the way we felt. I have an associative kind of memory of those sort of places from the early 80s anyway. They're very sort of very hard to find now for bands to rehearse in those kind of places. They're all condos and apartments in the UK. And imagine it's the same over here. So we found ourselves in one of these industrial, as you say, it's the top floor of a factory. And that gave me a little bit of a twist on this kind of music I wanted to make. I sort of had these associations with early 80s industrial musics and the process. So we're putting machines through pedals and being a bit gnarly, you know. But it definitely informed the music. And the slideshows and everything were just part of sort of, I want to say psychedelic, but not in a 60s way. Just a sort of just changing your headspace a little bit, really. Making it atmospheric, I guess, mm-hmm. And sort of inviting the muse, you know.
Johnny Marr is our guest here on KUTX 98.9. Well, your sound has always been kind of cinematic. How did you first kind of conceptualize that?
Well, like most musicians, if most musicians don't say that half of it is an accident, then they're lying. Because you know, you just kind of fall on something that feels authentic, and that kind of happened for me in my teenage years. But there was a little bit of conceptualizing before Form the Smiths. Yeah, I had this idea. It was more about, you know, when you're a teenager, you it's kind of quite useful that you want to react against the thing that came before, and obviously. And I was trying to find something in terms of the guitar music. I was trying to find something that was kind of as much as I likes a lot of classic rock stuff. it didn't really feel relevant to me and my generation, particularly of boys. It felt all very macho and a little bit too testosterone. So I sort of got really into the girl groups, actually, and all that, Shangri-Las and the Shirelles and all of that. So I thought I was putting that music through the equipment of the Patti Smith group. That was the idea. But, you know, if you're lucky, you end up, that just makes you forget yourself and you feel your actual personality comes out. And as I say, the rest of it is almost accidental, really, I think.
Mm-hmm. So you, of course, were with the Smiths and did Modest Mouse and The and have been a sideman and studio musician for down through the years. So do you play a lot of those songs when you're out on tour?
Yeah. I mean, the thing with us is that we've been together as a band now since 2011, and this is our third record, as you mentioned. And you know, on this current tour, I mean, we like playing all our new stuff, obviously, but on this current tour, we're playing maybe 10 out of 12 of the new songs. And none of the bands that you mentioned that I've been in, I don't think I've ever played 10 new songs. It's just kind of unheard of. So because we play 10 new songs, that gives us even more license to play some of the old songs. I mean, we do that anyway because, you know, I think I like to sort of think like a fan sometimes. And if I want to see one of my bands that I, you know, favourite bands, I'd like to see him play some stuff that I recognise. So I'm, you know, very proud to have that canon and that legacy. But I don't feel like, I feel like we've earned, we're not propped up by it, you know what I mean? Because we play, I think 10 brand new songs is plenty for people to be getting their head around. You know? So it means we can enjoy playing the older songs our own way. Would you like me to demonstrate that right now?
That would be great, Johnny Marr. Thank you.
Shyness that is crumbling all over. I am summoning it. Oh, nothing in particular. You shut your mouth, how can you say? I'm going about things the wrong way. I'm human and I need. We'll be right back.
Johnny Marr live in Studio 1A, dipping back into his canon. So was it difficult to transition from being primarily a guitarist and then becoming, being up front and having to sing as well?
You know, in all honesty, the difficulty was that I knew that people were going to just make a really, really, really big deal of it for about a year, which is what happened in 2003. Because we out with the Healers, I was rehearsed. I wouldn't have gone out on the stage, man, if I hadn't have sort of felt it was right. Mm-hmm. So we were out there doing it. I guess that was about 2003. But the way you're asking the question, it wasn't really. I don't mean it sounding modest, but because I just made sure that I got my shit together.
Well, it's really been a treat having Johnny Marr live in Studio 1A. You can catch him tonight at Empire Control Room and check out the new album, Call the Comet. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Jay. Yeah, it's been nice to be here.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do another song.
Yeah,
band,
we're going to close out the live session and the band's going to do one more. It's KUTX 98.9.